You're listening to The Takeaway. I'm Matt Katz. Over the past week, for our series Joking from a Distance, we've been checking in with comedians to get a sense of how their work is changing while so many of us are staying at home. Today, we're checking back in with a guest we had on the show back in December for our series Laughing in Color.
Hi, my name is Karen Chi, and I'm a comedian and writer for Late Night with Seth Meyers.
Obviously, a lot has changed in the months since Karen was on the show. This week, Late Night with Seth Meyers started broadcasting remotely after some time off the air. And Karen also got a chance to work on her own material during a comedy show held on Zoom. I sat down to chat with her about all of this. Karen, so nice to be talking to you again right now.
Oh my gosh, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So you performed on Zoom the other night as part of a comedy show that's normally held at a club in Brooklyn. What was that like?
It was actually really fun. The show was called Butter Boy, and it's normally held weekly on Monday nights. And this was exciting because it was a lineup of comedians, most of whom I already knew pretty well and would bump into. And so it was very exciting to get to see them again. I guess the trickiest part was that I couldn't hear the audience at all. Obviously, like, you play off the audience and you sort of riff with them. And because I was worried about that, I opted instead to do a couple jokes and then just read a humor piece I'd written before. Because that felt, you know, less audience dependent and more just a steady stream of jokes, if that makes sense.
So did you come up with coronavirus material or material unrelated to coronavirus for the parts where you were just offering a couple of jokes, not the story part?
We were all asked specifically not to do coronavirus jokes just because I think everybody feels so inundated with virus-related news and information right now.
Right.
So I did jokes about how I think I'm sort of half falling in love with the person I can see outside my window at all times, but how he's very devastatingly, he like shut his curtains a couple weeks ago, so now I really miss him.
Wait, were you looking at him when he shut his curtains, or he just happened to shut his curtains?
No. That would have been so devastating. No, I saw him periodically, and I couldn't tell if he could see me too, but I sort of kept waving and lurking by my window for a few days, and then one day I woke up and checked again, and then the curtains were just shut, and I imagine he either left town or, I don't know, just saw this strange woman waving at him and was, you know, suitably, rightfully, like, freaked out and then decided never to look outside.
Well, that's heartbreaking, Karen. I'm sorry to hear that. Was it difficult to sort of push the reality of the coronavirus out of your mind to do this show last night, or did that feel like kind of a welcome relief?
Oh, man, that's such an interesting question. I feel like even when I'm trying to compartmentalize comedy from the virus, it's sort of impossible to do it 100%. There's always like a little bit of tension. Even physically, I can feel it in my body. But you know how when jokes are quite long, they have it, just the tension builds up until the punchline at the end? And so it felt, getting to do comedy with all these people that I really like, even though it was online, felt like that release of tension at the end, like at a punchline. So that was such a nice feeling to get to experience together as a group.
What do you think it means, though, right now for you and other comedians not to be able to get on the stage? What are the ramifications of that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess the most obvious one is that stand-up especially requires constant practice. Like, my friends and I are often pretty much every night normally, and so to not have that for weeks on end, I imagine I will be so much more brittle and uncomfortable when I try and do this again live. I think something that is nice is that, because maybe this is due to the city inherently, like what the vibe of New York is like, but I feel like we're always constantly having to jump from one thing to the next without really thinking or reflecting on what exactly we're doing, and you sort of feel like you have to keep being in motion. And this is all forcing us to stop and not only think of ourselves, but think of other people in our community and how to help other people and how to stay connected. And now it feels like we're being forced to be intentional about how we connect with each other. Even if that doesn't seem like it has direct results in joke writing, I'm sure that has direct results in how we operate as people. And I bet that will sort of shift the conscientiousness maybe, or just the sort of kindness in the culture of people doing stand-up and things like that.
You're still working, though. You write for Late Night with Seth Meyers, which is back on TV this week. What's it like working on the show from home?
Oh, it's a mix of good and bad, I suppose. I'm really glad to be able to work from home. Obviously, it's such a privileged to be able to keep working, but it's so nice to have some sort of structure to my day, because otherwise, you know, it just feels like one endless stretch of afternoon all day long. So I really appreciate that. But then it also, it's a bummer because I think, especially for our show, all the writers are normally in the same room at work. So it's a very social environment. And a lot of our jokes are collaborative and often come from riffs that we do together. And it's a really sort of playful environment. And so it does feel almost like I'm on timeout and writing jokes. Yeah, it feels like we've lost the summer camp vibe of work, which is such a big aspect of work that we love.
So what are you writing? What are some of the segments that you've been pitching now or that the show is working on?
So a lot of the things are sort of adaptations of our regular segments. And then I think a lot of people are now trying to figure out how to do comedy bits based on the like Zoom and how to sort of make things land via Zoom. And I very gently pitched the idea of giving a tour of my bedroom because my bedroom is very boring and small. And I thought it'd be fun to try and make it seem like a huge deal that I was showing people my bedroom, but I don't think right. that's going to land. You're in a closet right now, right?
I am in a closet. Where are you? Are you in your bedroom?
Yeah, I'm in my bed. I will never leave my bed.
So you're doing all, did you do your show from your bed as well last
no,
night?
No, I made a night? Huge leap. I went to my desk.
Wow.
Which is about 3 feet from my bed.
You don't like nod out at all while you're got the laptop open? That's what happens to me if I'm
I absolutely do. I take like 10 naps a day.
Do you think comedians feel like they need to be constantly putting out new work right now just in order to remain visible and relevant? Do you think that's what's going on to some degree?
The idea of if I'm not working, I'm falling behind, I think is a very scary sort of like capitalist mindset that everybody is stuck in constantly. And I'm sure that affects comedians too, because our primary spaces of, you know, comedy clubs and like open mics have all been shut out. And so now it's like scrambling to try and figure out how to keep working. But I hope that is not really a true fear and that people are able to take time for themselves and adjust to this and take care of their mental health first before feeling like they need to scramble to put something out there.
Taking a break and thinking about the bigger picture and not just your work is critically yeah. important, but also hard when you're only in one space all the time.
And it's extra tricky because I feel like this amount of time and space that we've all gotten isn't because of a good thing. It's because of an objectively awful thing. And so it's really hard to be like grateful for this time. You know what I mean? Because it's due to something very sad happening. Right. And we should not forget about that and stay in touch with that and hopefully try and do good with that. But it's rough, especially if that's where like your income is from, then you still have to be making all these jokes, I suppose, somehow.
For sure. Where do people find you on social media?
I'm at Karen Chi on Twitter. It's my name with an extra E at the end. And then same handle on Instagram.
And maybe one day we'll see a picture of the love of your life who lives across the street if he ever opens
his blinds. Oh my God. If I meet him, you'll be the first to know.
Wonderful. Karen Chi is a comedian and writer for Late Night with Seth Meyers. Thanks so much, Karen. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
To listen back to all of our recent conversations with comedians during the coronavirus outbreak, visit thetakeaway.org/jokingfromadistance.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.